I mean, somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, you know, something like that, a big family.
Mm-hmm.
You might say he had a what of children?
Oh, some would say you have a lot of children, or a large family, something like that.
Would you ever use another word, like, what about the word tassel?
Tassel.
A whole tassel of children.
Oh, a yes, I have heard that. Just that, you know, so and so have a pack of children. That mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what's another way of saying that?
You mean just say that pack of children? That mean they have a lot of children.
What about the word that I just said? The pack.
The pack of children.
The tassel.
Well, there's a lot of people, you know, long time ago would say if you had more than 5 children or more than 3, they would say, you know, so-and-so have a pack of children. There have been said, you know, long time ago, people said, you know, like that.
And I bet you're a real good cook.
I'm not going to say, you know, my husband been dead now 14 years, and I don't cook now like I did when he was living.
Well, what would you cook if you, in a good soup?
A good soup? I would get me some stew meat, cook that, then I would get me some okra, tomato, and have a little corn. If I used a little corn, I wouldn't put any rice in it. But if I didn't use any corn, I'd put me just a little rice in it, you know, like that. And salt and black pepper.
And what else?
And have tomatoes in it.
And how do you cook them? What do you do with it?
Cook. You put it all in this one pot together and cook it. Cook it all together.
How long do you cook it?
Well, if you cook your meats first and let it get tender, then it wouldn't take this other ingredient very long as to cook.
Well, did you ever make pies?
Sometimes.
What kind of pies did you make?
Well, I have made peach pies, and I have made pear pies, and I have made potato pies.
What about some kind of something you might have at Thanksgiving?
Oh, pumpkin pie. I have did that in time. Of course, for myself, I don't like pumpkins, but I did when my husband lived.
Did you ever make a pie or raise the crookneck yellow vegetable?
You mean with squash? No, I've never cooked a squash pie, but I have cooked squash.
Well, did you raise some melons?
Watermelons? When we was on the farm, we raised watermelons.
Any other kind of melons?
Well, yeah. What we call, some call them sugar melon, but they were called mush melons. And now they call them cantaloupes.
Now, if you raise watermelons, there must be some different kinds.
Oh, yeah, they're different
kinds. What are some different kinds?
Well, then you have some that's, the skin is a solid green, and then you have some stripes, the watermelon is stripes.
What's the difference in what do you call it?
And most of those with the stripes, they call them the rattlesnake color. And then some of them, the meats would be red, and then some meats of the watermelon would be yellow.
Well, which one would the rattlesnake be?
Well, it would be red.
Are the seeds different too?
Yeah, and some watermelon, the seeds is brown, and some of them is black, and some of them is on kind of light color.
Well, tell me some different kinds then. Besides those two, what names are
the watermelon.
Do you remember any of them?
Nothing, no more than, yeah. And there was one type that called the guinea watermelon. It was a small watermelon. The guinea type watermelon was.
Now, what was it like?